always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Criticism for Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley after she was asked in a town hall last night in New Hampshire what caused the Civil War and failed to directly blame slavery, but talked about the government's role instead.
What do you want me to say about slavery?
Critics say there's no question the Civil War was fought predominantly over the South's desire to maintain slavery. The Colorado Republican Party has appealed a state Supreme Court decision that found former President Trump is ineligible for the presidency under the 14th Amendment for his role in the January 6th insurrection. And in Trump's federal case over January 6th, special counsel Jack Smith wants Trump and his lawyers barred from making political statements in the proceedings. The post-Christmas travel rush is facing storms rolling across the Midwest and the Northeast. And it's happening on one of the busiest travel days of the year, with nearly 2.5 million flyers at the nation's airports. And AAA says the roads could be just as packed. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former Wisconsin Senator Herb Kohl is dead after a short illness. He also helped grow the Kohl's grocery and department store chains. He was the former longtime owner of his hometown Milwaukee Bucks. Here he is after the Bucks won the NBA championship in 2021.
It's a great thing for Milwaukee, a great thing for our fans, a great thing for everybody who lives here. The day only comes once.
Kohl was 88. Parties in Wisconsin's redistricting lawsuit have just 2 weeks to turn in remedial new maps. That's after Friday's landmark state Supreme Court ruling. Legislative primaries aren't until August, but the Wisconsin Elections Commission needs time to incorporate the new maps into the statewide voter database. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A number of organizations in the Duluth and Superior areas have received parts of $214,000 of grants. The Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation announced that 43 organizations, ranging from the Apostle Islands to the Iron Range, will receive funding for things like environmental education to hunger and mental health. Community Impact Director Michelle Morris said, quote, "There were many more excellent requests exceeding the funding available and making the decision very difficult." The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that the start of inland trout early catch and release season is approaching. Residents can target any of Wisconsin's 4 inland trout species from January 6th to May 3rd, but can only use artificial tackle, and all trout caught must be immediately released. A valid 2023-2024 fishing license and an inland trout stamp will be required, which can be obtained through the Department of Natural Resources license portal or through an authorized license agent. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
The Bucks knock off the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks red hot again, a 144-122 win in Brooklyn over the Nets, who for some reason rested 3 of their starters. Giannis with 32 points, 10 rebounds. Chris Middleton, a season-high 27 points, in a game where the Bucks had a team-high 41 assists.
We're going to get great looks, and we got guys that can knock down shots. We play unselfish, make plays for one another, we'll be good.
They head to Cleveland to play the Cavaliers tomorrow night. NFL, former Packers Julius Peppers and guard Jari Evans named finalists on the ballot for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Evans played right guard for the Packers in 2017 after 11 years with the Saints. Players react to Jair Alexander being suspended 1 week for conduct detrimental to the team. Jordan Love.
Yeah, I think he has a unique personality, but I think Jair is a great teammate. He always has the right interest in his heart.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. We'll get to around 39 today with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be clear down to 23. Tomorrow, sunshine 41. On Saturday, mostly cloudy with late day snow showers and a high of 32. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, G. Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. I'm really doing fine. We are getting closer to turning the page from 2023 to 2024, and you know, nobody can stop it. It's you know, progress is going to continue in, you know, 2024, and you know, and you know, like Rip Van Winkle, you go to sleep one moment and the next thing you know, 2025 and a quarter of the 21st century will be in the books. I would be remiss, Calvin, if and this man you may not remember, you're too young, but Herb Cole passed last night, and Herb Cole, to say he was an icon is an understatement. As a young man growing up, young boy growing up in Milwaukee, all over the city, there were Cole's food markets. They were everywhere. His dad started basically with nothing, you know, a Jewish guy, and built the first stores, you know, first store. He certainly wasn't a man who came with wealth. He created it and was able to build an empire. Herb Cole and his brothers were able to take over that first Cole's food store and parlay it into 74 grocery stores. We're not talking about mom and pop shops. And unlike many others, they were permeated throughout the entire state. Didn't matter where you were, Cole's food stores were the best. And I recall as a young boy going into those stores, my eyes wide open, because they were always the cleanest. They were always the best produce, the best meats, but more than anything else, smiling faces. That's what the Cole's food stores were. And then they parlayed that into department stores and, you know, and then even did some things internationally. But more than anything else, I don't want to just talk about the fact that Herb Cole was part of the Cole's family that built all of those great supermarkets that many of us remember as children, but and the department stores, and also the fact that Herb Cole is the guy who made it possible to bring the Brewers to Milwaukee. Many people may not know that. I remember when the conversations were had, he was at the root of bringing the Milwaukee Brewers to the city of Milwaukee because Herb Cole clearly remembered the Milwaukee Braves as well as I did and County Stadium and the impact that that had on the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee being a big-time city. He always talked about that. Many people may not remember, but early in the 40s and 30s and 20s, Milwaukee was one of the largest cities in the United States. I don't know. It might have been ranked number 12 or so because of his industry. Milwaukee was, you know, the population, all of those things. You look now, and I don't know where we are, probably in the 30s. We've shrunk quite a bit in my lifetime. But imagine, we were one of the top 12, 15 cities in the United States. And so, you know, Herb Cole and his family, being the kind of people that they were, once we lost the Braves, you know, people's hearts were broken. And so he was part of the contingent of bringing the Milwaukee Brewers to the city. He then moved on, and he is the impetus. Make no mistake about it. There would be no Milwaukee Bucks if it wasn't for Herb Cole and what he did. But even bigger than all the things that he did with sports was this humanitarian and philanthropic work. Herb Cole almost single-handedly was the impetus when people were certainly financially looking for support in the city that struggled. If you follow Herb Cole's philanthropic work, it would take more than this show to talk about what he did and the kind of man he was. Couple that with at the age of 55, he ran for public office for the first time, and he didn't run, you know, for school board. Not that there's anything wrong with running for school board, but, you know, he ran to become a United States Senator. And guess what he did more than that no one else has done, basically? He financed his own campaign out of his pocket. He didn't take any. Now, you just contrast that with today. Here's a man that didn't have to worry about anybody. Nobody could own him because he financed himself. And so lobbyists and all those folk, you know, he didn't have to deal with that. He was able to be free. He was able to make decisions that he thought were in the best interest of his constituents, and that's what he did. Now, all of those different things that this man did, and I'll tell you, out of all those things, the thing that he would be most remembered for, an average Joe. You see Herb Cole walking down the street. Here's a man who was worth $300-400 million. We're talking about 30 years ago. And you would see him walking down the street. He loved Milwaukee. You'd see him on 16th and North Avenue with his buddy, Bud Selig, his classmate, Bud Selig, who, you know, owned the Brewers. They hung out at Jake's Corned Beef on 16th and North Avenue. And you walk in to buy your corned beef sandwich, and there he was, United States Senator Herb Cole, sitting amongst the people. People could walk up to Herb, go, "Hey, Herb, how you doing? Hey, how's it going? How's the family?" a man with that kind of wealth, and you know what he used to always say? People would think, he said he never, his whole purpose was not about wealth. He wasn't concerned about making a dollar. It wasn't the most important thing in his life. He didn't run around with his chest poked out. I'm wealthy. You would never have known it. Humble, humble man who came from humble backgrounds, who made it to the upper level of wealth in the world, and he remained in Milwaukee. You could see him. He didn't have bodyguards with him. Little guy, you'd see him on Brady Street. Little guy walking around. And that's what I remember most about Herb Cole. Just a wonderful, wonderful person. His spirit is what he should be remembered for. His philanthropic work is what he should be remembered for. And guess what? I don't know this to be a fact, but I'm pretty sure that the majority of those resources and money are going to go to the Herb Cole Foundation to change people's lives all over the world. That's who he was. That's who he should be remembered by and for, his philanthropic and humanitarian work, not the fact that, you know, the man might have been worth, you know, $500 million, you know, or maybe by now $1 billion. Who knows? You would never know. You know, he was everywhere. I didn't know that the man was still alive. He was 88. You would see him at the Buck games, you know, especially prior to the new Buck Stadium. When it was at the Bradley Center, you'd always see him in the same seat, same thing, mixing with the people. He was a United States Senator. How often do you get to see a United States Senator today? Not in your neighborhood, not in my neighborhood. But this man, special person, special human being, well done, my good and faithful servant. Well done. 844-967-2789 is the number. We've got to take a short hiatus when we come back. Man, I've got a whole list of things we're going to talk about. We're reaching the end of 2023. And ushering in 2024. What is it going to be like? Don't touch that dial. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Come on, talk to me. You can't see.
Listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts, we've got the smarts.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Was just talking about the legacy of one of Milwaukee's greatest, former Senator Herb Cole, who passed away on yesterday. Let's go to the phone lines and Brian from McGuanago. Good morning to you, Brian. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'd like to pay my respects to the former senator. I used to serve him breakfast at George Webb's on Farwell Avenue every morning.
So let me ask you.
He came in every day, and he was the nicest guy. Just simple, you know, two eggs toast and I think sausage or bacon. And I always left a decent tip, and then on Christmas every day he'd walk around and hand everyone that worked there a 20.
So and that's the.
He was just, this guy never had a security detail with him. You know, you would have if I didn't know who he was, I would not have known who he was. If that makes sense.
No, Brian, I'm glad you said that because I was trying to make a point. He was the most approachable person that there could ever be. Like you said, sitting in a George Webb, right? A man worth $300-400 million. You would never know it, would you?
No, and then to go and have breakfast at George Webb's every day. I got to say, though, I do love me some Webb's. If I had his money, I'd probably do the same. You have a great holiday.
Hey, Earth. You too, and, man. Thank you.
Earl.
All right. Thank you very much for that story, man. It's really important. Thank you for listening. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl.
He was a little bit before your time, though, man, right?
What's that?
He was a little bit before your time.
Yeah, but my dad actually grew up with him. And he actually knew him and his siblings pretty well back in the day. And he would, your previous caller mentioned George Webb. The other place, well, he actually frequented a lot of different places.
Right.
Ma Fisher's being one of them, the Plaza Cafe, the Pfister Hotel, sometimes even see him at Elsa's. I'm going to just tell a quick story. So he lived in a building called, well, it's still called the Regency Condominiums now. It originally was an apartment building. It's a large, like 30-story building. It's about a block away from where the Cudahy Tower is, which is that white building that faces the art museum.
Right. I know where it is.
And anyway, so during the housing crisis, the units there were actually very affordable. They were, you know, one bedrooms were actually under $100,000 at that time. And the reason being, all the windows.
One bedroom was under $100,000 and they were affordable. Okay, go ahead.
Well, for that type of building, yeah. Anyway, They keep in mind,
quickly,
all the
man,
windows,
quickly.
Though, yeah, all the windows needed to be replaced on that property. They were several million dollars short in replacing the windows. And everybody was going to get hit with a special assessment. And I was actually going to buy a place for my dad over there. But I was like, no, nah, not interested. And it turns out that Herb Cole ended up making up the difference. He wrote a check for several million dollars to make up the difference. So that's how those windows got replaced in that building. A lot of people don't even know that.
You know, man, if we started telling all the stories of the philanthropic deeds of Herb Cole, it would certainly, you know, equal or surpass the years I've been living. He's a guy who did a lot of these things off the cuff. He was never a guy who did it with fanfare, right? He's a guy who just saw a need and he wrote the check. And he never was a guy who, hey, look, everybody, bring the news cameras, I'm writing a check. No. He would hear about families that struggled and those kinds of things, boom, he would do it. You know, he was a great, great human being, man. And that's, you know, all the other things that and the accolades that we talk about when we talk about that man, more than anything else, he was just a great human being, man.
He was very kind. He was quiet. But he was very kind, and he would always be willing to talk to you, small talk, whatever. And he was always reading the paper, you know.
Always.
And he always.
He man, the journals, the Sentinel, the Journal, you'd see him always reading the newspaper. And what I never understood about Senator Cole was, as kind a man as that, how he was able to survive that decade or so as a United States Senator. He was here with the Sharks, and he just wasn't the kind of guy who was that outspoken. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. He just, you know, he came from a different time period. I mean,
well, other people came from a different time period as well, but there was something in him. And I think it was, I remember reading something about his father and how important his father was in treating people kindly. And that rubbed off on him. David, thank you very much for the call, man. Wish you had more time. We got to take a short hiatus. 844-967-2789. When we get back, I'm going to talk about some of the things that we need to fix in our country as we reach into the new year.
Wood to Poplar. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former chancellor at the University of Wisconsin in La Crosse is fired for making online pornographic videos on some popular X-rated websites. Gao was Wisconsin's longest-serving chancellor until a special meeting of the Board of Regents last night. Young people of color are still going to jail or prison at disproportionate rates. People pushing for alternative sentences say these young people need to be better equipped for life after incarceration.
It's not only about a public safety argument, though I think it's very important to recognize that kids who are held in these facilities are in fact more likely to reoffend and more likely to reoffend on a more serious charge the next time.
Joshua Rovner is the Youth Justice Director for the Sentencing Project. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Unseasonably warm weather has forced another postponement in the Duluth area. According to a Northern News Now report, the Portman Amateur Hockey Association has officially rescheduled its Great Skate event for January. The event was originally scheduled for December 16th, but officials say it's difficult to host a skating event when their outdoor ice rink is covered in mud instead of ice. The event will now be held on January 5th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Portman Community Center as locals wait for the ice to appear. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to practice ice safety, especially during this unseasonably warm winter. Residents should remember that no ice is truly safe and check with local fishing clubs, bait shops, or outfitters about the conditions of the ice. Basic ice safety tips include carrying a phone to keep friends and family informed on your whereabouts, wearing proper clothing and equipment, and wearing ice creepers on your boots to prevent slipping on patches of clear ice. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Bucks knock off the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks red hot again, a 144-122 win in Brooklyn over the Nets, who for some reason rested three of their starters. Giannis with 32 points, 10 rebounds. Chris Middleton, a season-high 27 points, in a game where the Bucks had a team-high 41 assists.
We're going to get great looks, and we got guys that can knock down shots. We play unselfish, make plays for one another, we'll be good.
They head to Cleveland to play the Cavaliers tomorrow night. NFL, former Packers Julius Peppers and guard Jari Evans named finalists on the ballot for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Evans played right guard for the Packers in 2017 after 11 years with the Saints. Players react to Jair Alexander being suspended 1 week for conduct detrimental to the team. Jordan Love.
Yeah, I think Ja, you know, he has a unique personality, but I think Jair is a great teammate. He always has the right interest in his heart.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. We'll get to around 39 today with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be clear down to 23. Tomorrow, sunshine 41. On Saturday, mostly cloudy with late day snow showers and a high of 32. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're still a young man, baby. Ooh, don't waste your time. You're still a young man, baby. Ooh, don't waste your time.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. So, as we approach 2024, you know, there's some things that we need to have a conversation about. And, you know, we shouldn't be afraid to have the conversation because it's one of the reasons why our nation is in turmoil. And we've got to be able to address things that don't create, you know, a environment where we can work together as Americans. We've always had issues in my lifetime in this country, and even before, and they'll be after I'm long gone. But one of the things that in my lifetime we've been able to do is at least have dialogue and conversation one with the other in order to correct the things about our nation that need to be corrected. But today, there's something going on that really, you know, is taking those opportunities away. Now I don't understand. Maybe some of you can explain it to me, you know, but this is one of those things. So this month, an anonymous tipster went to police in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, to complain about genderqueer, which is among the most banned books in the country. You know, I don't know what genderqueer is, you know, but it's one of the most banned books in the country. So somebody went to a police officer and said, hey, there's in a classroom at W.E.B. Du Bois Regional Middle School, somebody told me genderqueer is in the library. So help me understand this. So based on the fact that somebody said the book genderqueer is in one of the public school's eighth grade libraries, you can go get a police officer, and that police officer goes to the school and looks through the library to see if he can find a book, genderqueer. Come on now. Come on. A police officer. Maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, police officers don't have anything more important to do than, based on what one person said, go scour a library to see if they can find a genderqueer book. The complaint led to a cop visiting an eighth grade class at W.E.B. Du Bois Regional Middle School to search for the graphic memoir. It sparked a national media attention and an apology from the department's police chief and a walkout from LBGT high school students. Now, help me understand this, Calvin. You see a police officer, right? They were in Waukesha. The police officer's on the street. And I go up to the police officer and I say, hey, you know, Johnny Watermelon told me. that there's a, you know, a book called Genderqueer. It's in the school. And what kind of police officer then takes his paid time in law enforcement to go into the school and look for the book in the library? What's going on with the society, man? Ridiculous. Just based off the fear of what one person said. This is what's wrong with our society today. One of the reasons. Number one, that a person would even go to and number one, not know any of this to be factual, but based off of what somebody said, and then go and secure a law enforcement official to then take his time and go into a school and look through the library to see if said book is there and then find out it's not there. What is wrong with us, America? You know, what is that about? And the fact that, you know, it occurred there, I don't know how many other places it's occurred, but aren't there enough issues going on in the society that we shouldn't be bogged down with this foolishness? I don't even know where you can even, with all the things that go on in my life that I'm trying to keep track of and try to take care of, the people I love and all those things, where would I get time to worry about a so-called book that somebody said and then to go to a law enforcement officer? Come on now. 844-967-2789. It's not enough. Hang on. So then let's go here. Here's another story. 844-967-2789 is the number. I'm telling you some of the things that are wrong in our society, in this country, that we need to address, right? Here's a school. Okay. Here's a school. Here it is. Where's the story? Come on, come on, come on. Come on. Move faster, computer. Move faster. Okay. Where there is a satanic group. A public high school in Kansas has approved creation of a student-lunch Satan Club, an after-school group affiliated with the Satanic Temple. A spokesperson for Olathe Northwest High School for grades 9 through 12 in southwest Kansas City suburbs told Fox 4 News on Monday that the club met the criteria to establish a student-initiated club and is now recognized as a student-initiated club. An application for the club was first submitted in mid-December, according to the report. The Satan Club has sparked controversy over Olathe Public Schools, which face pushback from parents and students aiming to block the club from gaining approval. Now, I don't know, I had some sons, I had some children. I have some adult children now. But I'm sorry, my son couldn't participate in the Satan Club, even if he wanted to. You're under 18 years old. I'm responsible for you. And even if there is a Satan Club, my son's not in that, not with me knowing it. But, there's this Satan Club that they've allowed, to be open. And so, on the one hand, got the police going into the school looking for a supposed book that wasn't there. On the other hand, we're allowing Satan Clubs. Hey, America, something's wrong. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. What's going on, man?
Good morning, Earl. First off, Happy New Year. Sorry I have a little bit of sickness.
No problem, man.
First, we the people, all of us, ultimately are the government. And I hope that we really wake up and realize that through an incredible person like Herb Kohl, who actually did not diagnostic wealth, but actually made it from the ground up.
Oh yeah,
and that's what America really is about. Second, these people have way too much time on their hands. I'll tell you what, we hear people call up and say, oh, kids are not reading books. We hear kids are not involved in all this stuff. Well, you know what? Maybe if they're reading a book, maybe it's a queer person or whatever, and they're reading a book, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it's just read, because reading's a good thing. I don't understand why it is that, again, it's, you said Fox 4 or something like that. So obviously it's a way to divide and conquer. And I just hope the people of Wisconsin are as smart as I think they are and won't allow for these stupid things to divide and conquer.
So Tom, let me say this. This is not a national issue. And this is going on all over this nation. In rural areas, in suburban areas, this constant, you know, argument about what books should be in the class allowed in school, and somehow we're all going to rule the day that we allowed free speech and those kind of things in a nation that's what the foundation of it is supposed to be, man.
Yeah. It's just amazing to me. It's just, I mean, it's like they're looking for the needle in the haystack rather than looking at the problem that really exists, which is billionaires buying out Congress people and billionaires really and truly, you know, doing the seven deadly sins. Hey, you know, that's we should be looking at that.
Hey, Tom, I wish I had more time, man. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Stephen from Green Bay. Good morning to you, Stephen. You say what?
Good morning. The first thing I'm going to say about the whole police officer wasting taxpayer dollars to look at a book in a school, I'm a little confused by that because I was pretty sure cops were called law enforcement, which means their primary role was to enforce laws. And unless they have a law in Massachusetts banning books that teach kids that there are people different than themselves, I don't think he was really doing his job correctly. Secondly, the Satan Club in the high school, I have just recently done research on a satanic temple because here in Green Bay at the National Railroad Museum, they put up a tree that caught public attention. And
right, with the crosses, upside down.
Yep. And so I was like, well, I can't have an opinion on something if I don't know what it is to begin with. So I started doing research, and I would definitely want to make sure that my kids knew what it was first. But they don't really worship the devil. It's not really about that. It's more about keeping Christianity out of the government. That's one of their big things that they're about. But I really want to make sure my kids knew about that. I think they're just people are latching onto the name Satanic Temple and having a little bit of a freak out.
So, Stephen, so my point really is, and I want to be clear on this, not that I'm opposed. People can do in this nation whatever it is they want to do, right? And that's the way it's supposed to be. And if that's the case, then that should also be the case for that book. If that book was in the library, then the same thing should also be open and free. You know, if you're saying, okay, they can have the satanic, club, then how do we then go back and say these other things can't exist, man? It's the hypocrisy of all of it that bothers me. I wish I had more time, man. Thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Talking to you, baby. I'll never, never. Just to hold you, just to squeeze you. And all I want to do is get next to you and please, please, please you, baby.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10. on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I said we're going to have an adult conversation this morning. And certainly, you know, you always have the opportunity to join in at 844-967-2789. So Robert Wright, who is one of my favorite writers, authored or penned an article this morning. I found it in the Nation of Change, and it's, can we still find common ground? I'm saying these are some of the issues we have to get over as we move into 2024. Many Americans today worry that our nation is losing its national identity. Some claim loudly that the core of that identity requires better policing of our borders and preventing other races or religions or ethnicities from supplanting white Christian American. But that is not what defines our national identity. It's the ideals we share, the good we hold in common. That common good is a set of shared commitments to the rule of law, to democracy, to tolerance of our differences, to equal rights and equal opportunities for everyone, to upholding the truth. We cannot have a functioning society without these shared commitments, without a shared sense of common good. There can be no we to begin with. If we're losing our national identity, it's because we are losing our sense of common good. That is what we must restore. Now, he said a mouthful. He's on point with every single word. It is what's at the root of the divide that we have that we don't seem able to conquer or overcome. It's as if the will to do that, to conquer and overcome our differences, is gone. And rather than people being able to sit down and have different views and have a conversation, it can't be done today. Because people, for whatever reason, are in a situation where I'm right. I don't hear you. Well, what he said made sense. Doesn't matter. Doesn't make sense to me. Now, what about what was said here by Robert Wright doesn't make any sense? 844-967-2789. I'm going to read it again. Many Americans today worry that our nation is losing its national identity. You know, whatever that is, you know, I don't know what that is, because the national identity of this nation is people of all ethnicities who have come to a place and created an experiment. America is an experiment. I don't care where you go. You go all over the world, you're going to see the same group of people and their nationalities. And that's what you're going to see most of. Go to Africa, you're going to see Africans. Go to Germany, you're going to see Germans. You go to France, you see Frenchmen. You go to China, you see Chinese. You come to America, you see everybody. It's an experiment. So when we talk about the nationality of our nation, it's the fact that it's all of the world's peoples brought together in one environment. Nowhere else in the world does it exist. But yet we have people arguing over, you know, what, you know, the national identity of the nation is. The national identity of the United States is all the peoples of the world in one place. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, and I totally agree with you, and I agree with what this gentleman had to write. When I state a fact or what I believe is a fact, I don't really want to hear someone agree with me. I actually like to get into a debate and then change my idea of what you think should be done. And through that a mutual agreement, we find the answer to the question and we move on. We don't bicker and fight and have finger pointing at different ethnicities, color of people's skin. Any of that should not matter. This is the United States. And we believe in the Constitution. And we believe in the rule of law, and our my neighbor is my neighbor, and I'm there to help you. That is what we believe in.
You know, Susan, that is what the United States is supposed to be. But somewhere along the line, you know, we got hit in the head on a dark road, and we haven't been able to recover because that is not what it is today, right? You know, the ideal of what America is supposed to be is beautiful. But the reality of it today is you can't have a conversation with someone because they'll tell you about their religious beliefs. Well, you know, I'm this. Okay, well, that's fine. But there are all sorts of religions in America. There's no one specific religion because it's all of God's people brought together under one roof, and there's nothing that I see that ever says there's only one religion in America, Christianity. Where's that at? Nowhere. But that's what people want to say, that's what they want to do, and that's how they separate one from another. And that's why in 2024, before we get there, we got to work towards fixing those things in 2023. Thank you very much for the call, Susan, 844-967-2789. Don't touch that dial. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Funtussle has been your trusted rural internet provider since 2003. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Funtussle brings high-speed internet where others can't or won't. At an honest price, without any contracts or data caps, Funtussle has the plan that's right for you. Get connected with Funtussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment by calling 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com.
is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.